Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida. This is Word of Eternal Life, a ministry by Life Eternal Ministries. Last time we talked about continuation of the God's eternal plan. Now, in review, the God's eternal plan has been established by God as forever and ever. It is all settled and all completed. God has to continue work on it in times as He established. Every events will happen. Now, we talked about the rapture, and after the rapture of the saints, the world will be taken over by Antichrist. It is described in the book of Revelation chapter 13, a man or a person called Beast, incredible powerful person who has wisdom and knowledge and ability to control and rule and give all the instructions to the world leaders that he will make alignment with all the nations of the world. In my suggestion, he might make the principles, the rulers, the orders, all exist, but he will super rule over everything, and he give the best advices that how the world can recover from financial crisis, which one time the European Union leader said that many years ago. I read in Time magazine in the 80s, I read this particular information that who can recover us from financial crisis? Whoever that is, a Satan or a devil, we will follow him. So the world is ready to receive a superhuman or a super man or a beast who will have the ability and knowledge and wisdom to take care of the world problems. People of the world and the governments today want to resolve the world problems. They want to resolve poverty, they want to resolve financial and commercial distractions and all the issues. Then they want to control everything as one world government, as we hear that some parties are calling for one world that will happen by a central, organized and directed, administered government under the Antichrist, which is the most possible way we can think that according to the scriptures in the Bible. Now, we read from chapter 6 of Revelation, where we talked about the saints who died after the rapture. So they may have others who are not prepared, waiting upon the Lord's call, whose mind was somewhat in the worldly affairs, and they were not ready and they are not prepared. This is just an assumption that we do not know why some were left over. Those people left over, and they will be killed by the Antichrist when they refuse to worship the beast and his image. Now, the second beast we know will rise, also talks in the book of Revelation chapter 13, is the second beast who rise from the earth. Well, the first one was from the ocean or the sea, which talks about a multitude of people group. Now, this one is just coming out of the earth, which means you don't need any people group behind him, but he is just one person who rise with a lot of power. And now the Antichrist will be anointed by Lucifer, the old serpent, it says in the Bible, and the new person who will be called by the Bible theologians as the second beast, who is going to be the false prophet. Now, in order for the first beast to work, to assist him in his establish his plans and the plan of Satan or Lucifer, the second beast will work in front of the first beast. and he will perform miracles and wonders, even fire coming out of heaven, from heaven down, and all the wonders, and make the second beast and his image which was placed to speak. So the image starts speaking of the first beast by the power of the second beast, which is also by the power of Lucifer. And now we hear in the seventh chapter of Revelation, there is 144,000 people were sealed, as like mentioned before, that the 144,000 people were from directly from the Jewish nation, not from any church, Christian church group, because the Christian church is already taken up to heaven. Whatever the Christian church existing here, are they are blinded and they are not Christian, real Christian church, they were the false church. The false churches will still remain here. They will still conducting their ceremonies and sacrifices and offering of praises and worship and everything, and even the Holy Communion, I assume. But there is nobody here to receive it. Jesus Christ has taken his church already, which we have seen in the previous lectures. And we see that the 144,000 people from every tribe, like explained last time, they have been separated by God. God put his seal on them and they were anointed. And don't say that here, that word anointed, but I believe they are special servants of God. They must be anointed by the Holy Ghost. And they were from 12 tribes. Now, out of the 12 tribes, the tribe of Dan, D-A-N, Dan, and also the tribe of Ephraim has been removed. Now, Bible theologians think and say the reason, they probably because of their idolatry worship. It was so prevalent in Dan, and Ephraim was one of those tribes, very strong and powerful. They were like the head of the northern kingdom, Israel, and they turned their back in the day of the battle, in one of the Psalms it says, and they turned their back at God. And they also become idol worshippers. So because those reasons, Dan and Ephraim has been not showing in the selected 144,000. So afterwards, the purpose of these people, why this 12? They are need to be in our really biblical studies, that we believe that they are selected by God to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in the tribulation time. And these are the people who will believe in Christ, and they will be selected by God, and they will be separated by God with the seal of God on them, that no evil, no antichrist, no one can touch them. God's covering and protection is on them. And they will preach the whole world. They will travel and bring. Why? Now, the question is, why that they are the one to be selected? Well, that God's plan about the Israel was that they will be the light of the world. Israel supposed to receive the Messiah, who they were waiting upon him, and the prophets were continuously speaking about the Messiah's arrival, especially the prophet Isaiah and his birth, and also his where he will be born, which was prophesied by Micah in chapter 5 of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 tells how the birth will happen through the virgin. And also in Genesis chapter 3:15, we know there was the first pro-evangelistic prophecy by God that woman's child will come and he will destroy the serpent's head. So all the prophecies concerning Jesus Christ has been fulfilled in the Bible, in the Old Testament prophecies, which has fulfilled on Jesus Christ. About his ministry in Isaiah chapter 61, how he will heal the sick, cast out the demons. And the Messiah's work was already prophesied. Whoever come in the earth will do that work is the person who we call Messiah. Not anybody else raised the dead before that. Not anybody else cast out demons before that. Not anybody else other than Elijah has raised one person, remember? And other than that, not any prophets or anybody who called God in the world came. They did not raise any dead. They did not heal any leprosy. They did not heal anybody's lame leg. Anybody did not get any hearing vision. So paralyzed people did not rise. But it was all done by one person by name is Jesus Christ, and we call him the Messiah. Even though the Jewish nation rejected him majority, only 12 people accepted him as his disciples. Later, there were 120 people in his apostolic band who waited and prayed after his resurrection and ascension from to heaven. So then the church started multiplying when Peter preached to 3,000 people joined, and then the church became, the next meetings conducted where 5,000 people joined the church. So the church started growing. Now, what is the purpose of these 12 people? Because it was the duty God assigned to children of Abraham, whom he has called, and through him, his seed, as one of the promises God gave it to Abraham, through thy seed, I will bless the whole nation, whole world. And that's what happened. And then because Abraham is children, supposed to be the messengers of the salvation message, which all the humanity waited for, is the message of salvation. And that salvation message must be spoken by the Jewish nation to the world, which did not happen, even though 12 apostles did preach and their disciples did preach. The gospel writers, Mark and Luke, were in the evangelism business also with Apostle Paul. And the Christian tradition says that they became evangelists and they all martyred for Christ's sake. Amen. And then we know the continuation of the Church of Jesus Christ. So therefore, we believe this 144,000 must be the preachers. It has to be the Jewish nations representing their privilege of or their part of their ministry for the Messiah's rule coming forehead. That is what they will be preaching, the salvation message throughout the world. Now, great multitude in white robes. I mentioned this before, that the second group of the martyrs arriving in heaven, they also were at the throne of God, around the throne of God, or otherwise they were under the altar of God, the temple in heaven, same exact temple like we had God told Moses to do in the tabernacle in the wilderness at the time they were traveling from Egypt to the land of Canaan. And the same copy of the tabernacle was implemented as when they built their temple. So Solomon's temple is another copy of God's temple in heaven. And there is this holy place, most holy place, and courtyard. Praise God. So then we see they're singing the song of salvation belong to God in chapter 7. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and four living creatures. They fell down their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Then one of the elders asking me here is Apostle John, who was in spirit in heaven, this in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, well, it is the elder itself answer the question. He said, these are the who come out of the great tribulation. Now, this is the Great Tribulation, which is the second part of the tribulation, which is the world tribulation is 7 years, as we know from the book of Daniel chapter 9. And now the two part of the tribulation, first is the tribulation, then the Great Tribulation. Now, the Great Tribulation affects basically the Jewish nation by it's become great. In a sense, what happens, the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist, who appeared to be like a good guy, he appeared to be like the Messiah to the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation waiting for Messiah, and also the build of the temple, and they believed to be thinking that the Antichrist, to be the Messiah will come and build their temple. Now, at this moment, when I have studied for like a few years now, I have looked up the preparation for the temple in Jerusalem, where there is a temple of the mosque, which is Islamic temple, which is at the Dome of the Rock. And that temple has to be removed? No, the Jew Israel, the Islamist people will not allow that happen. Now, somebody mentioned to me another theology and said to me, a friend of mine, he said that there is a 35-acre land available in that same area where the Islamic mosque exists. And there is a properly, there is available space there to build a temple, maybe more than a temple. So they have another Islamic temple in the same compound, I was told. So anyway, this new temple, the negotiations were happening in Israel for some years. I am not sure if they're still going on, but I read in the internet some of the research continuation of the preparation for temple. All the materials are ready for preparation of the temple, the bricks, the wood and iron and everything they needed, and gold and silver maybe also, because we know the Solomon's temple had tremendous amount of gold and silver, and all the artifacts and vessels and equipments. There were so many of them made in gold and silver. Now, as I was studying this information, there were opinions between Israelites and the Islamic people. There is moderate Islamic young people and also the young moderate Islamic and Jewish people. Both sides, they agreed to build the temple in the same compound. Now, the other side is there is a extreme thinkers of Hebrew or Jewish and also extreme Islamic. They both decide, like, well, let the Madai will come, or the Madai is the promised Messiah according to the Quran. They believe there is a man named, a person named Madai will come and will build the temple. Then let him decide if they have to have a Jewish temple there. Now, another side, the Israelites, moderate, not the moderates, the extreme people, believers, strong believers, they say that let the Messiah will come and the Messiah will build the temple. So these opinions are on the table as it is continuously going on. There is this preparation according to the biblical scriptures. What we understand is the 7 year period of tribulation, the first part of the tribulation time, the Jews will be helped by this good person show up like the Messiah. His name is, we call him Antichrist. And he is the beast. And the beast and the false prophet will make them believe that he is the Messiah, and he is going to help them to build the temple. Now, in the first part of the 3.5 years, they will have the temple ready. At the end of the 3.5 years, which is we call in the book of Daniel chapter 9 as the middle of the week, we call in prophetically the 7 years of 7 weeks. 7 weeks in prophecy, the weeks are calculated as years. And all the things work out very well when it worked out as the years. So 7 years is, 7 weeks is 7 years. So the 7 year period which is left after the 483 years, at the point when the Messiah was cut off or killed and crucified, after the Messiah's death, the 483 years accomplished, because which for the complete return and recovery of the Jewish nation, the 483 years complete, okay, now there is 7 more years left. And I mentioned in the previous lectures that the 483 years is a close, then it is not completed. They're holding up there because of the Messiah and the Church of Jesus Christ. Now in between this time, which is countless years, is the number of years which God will decide when that will end, and what is when the Jesus returned to have the rapture happen. Then that the period in between will be done, which will be finished. Then the last part of the 7 years will start as the coming and rapture of Jesus Christ, rapture of the saints. So the last 7 years are we talking about out of 490 years, which is for the full recovery of the Jewish nation. Now the Jewish nation recovered. They have their nation, they have their country, but they only established and they're continuously fighting for their survival even today. Now the war will continue till the end. This is keep on going until the Antichrist come and he established peace. He will establish peace between Islamic and the nations of Arabs, all the Arabs around them, and they will have peace in between and they will agree for the building of the temple. Only the Antichrist can do that. He has a way to have negotiations or whatever he does, and the temple will be built. And then they ask, the Antichrist will ask to place his idol. That is called beginning of the Great Tribulation. We were talking about the Great Tribulation. In the Great Tribulation, the Jewish nation will be completely be in trouble. The people will have to run from their place to mountains and other nations. They will be exiled. They will be killed. They will be raped. The women will be raped. The houses will be ransacked. It says, if you want to check it, read Zechariah's prophecy, chapter 14. And in the beginning it says the Lord Jesus coming on the mountain. That happens after the 3.5 years. The last 3.5 years is the Great Tribulation. Now we talked about the white robes were given to these people who came from Great Tribulation. The elder said, where did they come from? Then he himself answered the question and he said, they were come from the Great Tribulation. So who are these people? These are the Jewish people who were martyred by the Antichrist at the last 3.5 years. See, the first 3.5 years is the people from all over the world who refused to accept to worship the idol of the Antichrist. The second, the white robes were given to the one wearing the white robes. The one came from the Great Tribulation is the Jewish nation, people who got killed over there. So they all will join together with Jesus and his people, the church of people in heaven. So this is what happened. And afterwards, they were given the chance to be with, they will be led by Christ. They will not have any weeping, no crying. And every tear from their eye will be wiped off in the last part of Revelation 7, chapter 7, verse 16. Now, at this point, that there is the 8th chapter begins, and there the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. See, intermission in heaven is not explained to Apostle John why there was an intermission, but there was a half an hour of intermission. Then I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets. Praise the Lord. Now, the first punishment in the earth was sent was by 7 seals. And that seal was opened by our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb himself, because nobody else was eligible to open that seal. Now we have the 7 trumpets. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. he was given much more incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar. Before the throne, the smoke of the incense rose, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with the fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumbling, flashes of lightning, and earthquake. Now, this before the throne, the smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints. Now, you see, God held keep all the prayers of the saints. You go through persecution and trouble and pain and hardship by the anti-Christian people, God is keeping those prayers and your cries, and he is going to revenge the world, earth, in the tribulation time. That is exactly what is happening right now. The tribulation is going on, and the world is in calamity, and the world is going through terrible time when Jesus, allowing God, is sending the punishment to earth. Now, with this message, I will conclude right here and pick up from the chapter 8 next time. And may the Lord richly bless you. And I will be right back with my announcement. Thank you. Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Verghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities yearly, every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord, and the churches are getting larger and larger, and we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time, because the work is more, and the more people are coming to the kingdom. So our prayer ministries in Florida started in around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. And if you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. My email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, .chackov, like Victor, @gmail.com. That's pastor.chackov@gmail.com. And our phone number is 954-993-0491. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, .chackov like Victor, @gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
For thee.